joining us now on the ticket hotline. I had no idea this guy was going to call in. It's the sommelier from the restaurant in Aspen that night 10 years ago. Good morning. I can't believe you actually remember this.
Yes, of course I remember you. How could I forget you? My name is Pierre Familiar. I'm a sommelier.
Pierre Familiar?
Familiar.
Familia.
Familia. It's spelled the same as sommelier.
Familia. Familia.
Differently. Shut up, you fool. Listen to me.
Yes.
I remember you from my days working at the Holiday Inn in Aspen. And I remember a friend of mine was listening on the Sports Day app, and he say, the man that you always tell us about, he is speaking on there right now about the unfortunate time you tried to trick me into giving you a $1,200 bottle of wine.
I did not try to trick you.
Yes, you did. And you do not want you. Listen, I have worked in the wine and food service industry longer than you have been alive, and I am younger than you. So it is a long time and much experience I have. I remember you because you were so very arrogant and condescending. You hearing this, George? He was so condescending.
I can't believe that about you.
I do not remember being. I was nothing but nice that night.
It was pathetic and it was sick. You never let a minute go by without reminding our staff that you worked on what you call superstar radio.
I never brought that up.
Yes, you did. I think I remember most about you was how impressed you were with yourself. You were always bragging. Look at these. These are $50 jeans, no?
50?
Yes, you were bragging. You were bragging to anyone that would listen to you about how you had a, quote, huge 5-inch penis.
All right.
I do not remember that.
No.
No one had the courage to set you straight on the small nature of this.
All right, so I guess I take it you grew up in France?
No, I grew up in Paris.
Oh, okay.
That's
Paris,
in France. Yeah.
Paris, Texas.
You don't have a Texas accent.
I moved up to Denver area after college at UTD area.
Where'd you get that accent?
What do you mean?
Well, you have a French accent.
No. No.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I must be hearing something.
This is regular accent. This is regular accent.
Okay.
Yes. Regular.
Yes. Why you focus on me so much and not the bastard man that sits next to you?
You made the mistake. I even paid for the cost of the bottle. I don't know why you're so upset
you
at me.
You gave us so much ass. You gave us very much ass at that hotel. You are like legendary at Holiday in Aspen because of this.
I am. Wow.
Yes, you are. Your picture is on the wall. It says, never let this bastard man in ever again.
Wow, I haven't heard of that.
Yes, I even wrote in my diary some of your rude utterances. You remember the time you called me a homosexual vino merchant. You said that.
Right.
You were yelling at me in front of my staff.
I did never, ever say that.
You did, and you punched your lady friend when she questioned you about the
what? No, I did not. I have never hit a woman.
That's nothing to joke about, sir.
Yes, yes. And you said, quote, and I quote, you better serve me the wine I ask for because I was a star at KRLD.
I was at the bottom of the totem pole at KRLD, so I would never have said that.
I know not what this means, but I remember you say it. Let me tell you this. I will, next time I see you, I will bring you a $1,200 bottle of wine, and I will shove it right up your ass.
I do recall he was very rude that night, and now it's all coming clear here.
That's Pierre Sommelier, apparently.